It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. So how did this year's Unite the Right rally go? No one seems to have been seriously hurt or murdered, as counter-protester Heather Heyer was last year in Charlottesville. And all reports say that fewer people on the right showed up this year. But does that mean the far right has shrunk in this country, or were never really very big to begin with, or are they present but just don't show up in public right now? Cynthia Miller Idris is a professor of education and sociology at American University. She's the author of several books, most recently The Extreme Gone Mainstream, Commercialization and Far-Right Youth Culture in Germany. Cynthia, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So let's recap what happened yesterday in D.C. And then last year in Charlottesville. Were you there?
No, I wasn't there. I'm actually at a conference out of town, although I do live in D.C., so I had to follow it remotely, just like everyone out in Wisconsin.
So everybody, I've heard reports that it was kind of a dud, that it actually went off. It started earlier. The march itself started like 2 hours earlier than it was supposed to. Other people showed up when it was supposed to start, and they were confused. How many people really showed up for this march?
So what I'm hearing is about 20, maybe as many as two dozen at the most, but 20 to 25 people showed up actually on the white supremacist side, but at least 1,000 counter-protesters, and then probably as many media, because people were talking about several thousand people on the other side. So it was, you know, really far outnumbered by media and by counter-protesters.
What do you think this says about the white nationalist movement?
I think what this says is that what I think a lot of analysts had suspected for some time is that the impact of Charlottesville was going to drive public white supremacy back underground. So not necessarily that there's less support than there was last year, but that people are less willing to show their face publicly because they're afraid of the consequences of that. And so I think that's one of the major outcomes of Charlottesville.
So it's underground. It's not gone away. There are still people who believe this and who will vote with these beliefs.
Absolutely. I mean, we've had, in fact, at the same time as you see fewer people showing up publicly in rallies like yesterday's rally, we have had a sharp increase in anonymous kind of white supremacist engagement in the propaganda on college campuses. We've had almost 500 incidents of white supremacist posters or flyers on U.S. college campuses over the past 3 years, but a lot of increase in the last 6 months. So we're seeing much more of that kind of middle-of-the-night anonymous paper flyering going on.
Interesting. President Trump posted on Twitter Saturday. He wrote, "The riots in Charlottesville a year ago resulted in senseless death and division. We must come together as a nation. I condemn all types of racism and acts of violence. Peace to all Americans." So most people want the president to condemn racism. Last year, he said there are bad actors on both sides. This year, he says he condemns all types of racism. Did he really change his rhetoric here?
It's a slight improvement over last year, but I think what most Americans want to hear and see is a really clear and strong condemnation of white supremacy. And I think that is one of the things that we did see after Charlottesville was that the, you know, I think white supremacists realized that the vast majority of Americans were horrified, were shocked, and that there wasn't the kind of support for these beliefs that they expected to see. And that did lead to a decline. So I think we do need more public leadership clearly and absolutely condemning white supremacy.
On the other side of that, do you think that there were people who didn't realize that white supremacy existed, who kind of woke up after Charlottesville?
Yes, I think last year was it was a wake-up call for a lot of Americans who I think wanted to think and do think, oh, we've had steady, straight progress and these things have disappeared. And I think it also was shocking to see the mainstream style, the kind of the khakis and the polo shirts, and to have people marching with tiki torches who kind of look like people's own sons or friends or neighbors. It didn't fit with what people had as an image of who a white supremacist is, somebody with a A lot of tattoos or a Ku Klux Klan hood or something. And so that was a wake-up call that this is more everyday than people had suspected.
So we're talking about maybe white Americans who didn't realize it was out there. Were Jews aware that white supremacists was out here? Muslims, people of color, have they been experiencing the world different than most white people have in terms of this?
Yes, of course, absolutely. So people of color, there's no surprise to people of color that this kind of everyday racism was present. Although I will say, I think even Jews and, people in the Jewish community were surprised by the anti-Semitism that was so prominent last year. To hear people chanting, "Jews will not replace us," was a surprise. I think in a moment when Islamophobia has been on the rise, to find that anti-Semitism was still so sharply present, even more present among those activists last year and marchers. So I think that was a surprise.
So President Trump's pick of Steve Bannon did not really galvanize people, even though Steve Bannon is associated with far-right causes. Why was Charlottesville able to do that? Because it was violent? Because somebody was killed?
Yes, I think that because Charlottesville was, somebody was killed in Charlottesville, I think that that made it, a bigger national, there was much more national awareness of it as a result of that. I think the death, but I also think the optics were really different than what people had anticipated and what people had expected, and that was part of what was so shocking.
Corey Stewart is a Virginia Republican running for U.S. Senate. He won the primary last week, and he wrote after last year's rally that Heather Heyer's death was, quote, payback time. Is white nationalism becoming mainstream American politics, do you think?
I wouldn't say mainstream American politics, but I think that there's been much of a much more concerted effort to have these groups. The groups themselves are working much more concertedly to make those politics more mainstream. They're interested in having mainstream politicians, run for office under the Republican Party. They're trying to get more inroads in that process. And I think we will continue to see that as a tactic that's used as well, away from the visible violence.
I need to note that Corey Stewart is the Virginia Republican who supports Confederate monuments. But it was John Kessler who ran the Right to Unite campaign that said that Heather Heyer's death was payback. Do Republicans are embracing it maybe because there's Fox News, there's Breitbart, there's Hannity, there's Limbaugh. Are those kinds of things driving this?
I think that, I think there is it's a moment in the Republican Party where politicians have to decide where they draw the line and how much the party is going to be influenced by this. I think yes, of course, the media bears some responsibility, but I think really we have politicians who we need to see start to draw stronger limits around what they're willing to accept as part of how they get into office.
So what does it look like when a politician draws a strong line between himself and white nationalists and Nazis?
I think unequivocal condemnation. Right? I think we have to hear and see unequivocal condemnation, unequivocal statements that this is counter to everything that Americans hold dear in their values, and that this is not part of any political platform in the mainstream.
We've been talking to Cynthia Miller Idris. She's a professor of education and sociology at American University. She's the author of several books, most recently The Extreme Gone Mainstream, Commercialization and Far-Right Youth Culture in Germany. I think that's interesting, commercialization and far-right. She joined us today to talk about yesterday's United Right 2 rally in Washington, D.C. Cynthia, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
It's The Morning Show.